Thank you for calling OMAX Help. My name is Brittany. May I please have the first and last name?
Dennis Swanberg.
Thank you.
Okay, I just received in the mail yesterday some the roll on. I called a week or so, 2 weeks ago, maybe a week ago. Told them I had defective 500 milligrams roll on CBD, and they sent me 150 milligrams. So I don't get any relief out of 150 milligrams.
Okay. When did you receive that product? You said yesterday?
I received it yesterday.
Okay.
150 milligrams.
Was that the wrong one?
Yes, wrong one. I ordered the 500. Yeah.
All right. Well, let me...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm on... you said your first name was Dennis, and what was that last name? I didn't catch it.
Swanberg.
Okay, thank you. Let's see what's going on here.
I've got an invoice number. I don't know which one you use.
Do you have your order number?
Just begin with 0000.
No,
begin
sir.
With a 00S.
Let's see. Okay, so it will either start with SH or it will start with like a number 5.
I looked at the invoice. I didn't see anything like that. I took every number off the invoice, so it didn't start with a 5.
Okay, what's that invoice number?
I don't have the invoice in front of me right now, but it's yesterday. It's when I got it. I ordered it a week ago, and this is what I got.
Okay.
You can't look up the invoice number from yesterday, one that probably shipped to me 5 days ago.
So I've tried putting in your first last name, and I tried putting in. Are you on a subscription?
No.
No, okay.
I am not.
Okay, because nothing's popping up with your first last name or your Yeah, it's nothing coming out of the first.
I don't get it. I've been ordering this stuff from you for over a year now. If you don't have my name, I've ordered. I got all the invoices for everyone I've gotten. I've got a stack of invoices. I don't understand. Every time I call, it's always a problem.
All right. Can you provide your email, please?
It's Dennis Swanberg at Comcast.net.
Dennis Swanberg at Comcast.net. Okay, well, that one. Let's see. All right, sir. Thank you. Can you verify your address, please?
2106 Grand Avenue, Unit 101, Everett, Washington, 98201.
All right, thank you. So the only account that I located was for the Cryo Freeze Extra Strength, and it shows that one was delivered on March the 31st.
March the 31st. Yes, it was defective. They sent me yesterday the 150 milligrams rather than the 500 milligrams. I just went through this, you know, with them a week ago, and it just keeps going on and on. I just can't get seem to get it straight with it, with you people, that this one, the roll-on, when you use the roll-on, it oozes out. You can't control it when you use the roll-on on the 500 milligrams. So they said, okay, we'll send you another one. Okay, so I got it yesterday, and it's 150. It's not the 500.
Because I don't see where they've reshipped you or anything. Could you hold for one moment, please?
Yes.
All right, thank you for holding. We'll speak with my manager, okay?
Go ahead.
All right, thank you for holding.
Give me a pee-wee.
I'm still here, sir. I'm speaking with my manager, okay? Thank you for holding. Are you still there, sir?
I am.
All right. Thank you for holding. I'm still here, okay, sir? I do apologize. I work from home, so I'm having to communicate with my manager through email, okay?
Yeah. So all right. Why is everybody still working at home? COVID's over.
No, sir. My job's a remote from home job. We have opportunity to working at the office or working from home, and I just choose to work from home because it's easier on me.
Okay.
Yes. So it'll just be one moment. I'm still here, okay, sir?
Yes.
All right, thank you for holding. All right, sir, thank you for holding. My manager would like for me to ask you, because she doesn't see where anything was supposed to be reshipped to you, when did you call in to have it reshipped? Was it the 25th of April?
Yes.
Okay. Because we also have another call from you on the 22nd when you called in.
Okay, 22nd, 25th. I don't really know what the difference is, but I got a product that I didn't order. Okay, I wanted the 500. That was supposed to be returned effective, a replacement, and I got the wrong one.
All right, yes, sir. Just be one moment. Thank you for holding. I'm still here, okay, sir?
Yes.
All right, thank you for holding.
Good girl. You keep bringing it to me, girl. Yeah.
I'm still here, okay, sir? I do apologize. We're just trying to see exactly what's going on, okay? Because we want you to get the correct product, and I do apologize about that.
All right.
All right. Thank you for holding.
No, Lily, no.
I'm still here, okay, sir? I do apologize. I have to check in every 30 seconds to make sure you know that I have not hung up on you, okay?
Very good.
All right. I'm still here, okay, sir?
Yes.
All right, thank you for holding. All right, sir. Thank you for holding. So my manager wanted me to ask you, whenever you called, did you speak with someone here at OMAX, or was it one of our third-party call centers that you spoke with?
I don't know. I called the same number. Sounds like I talked to you.
No, sir. You didn't speak with me, because if you would have, I would have remembered. But I don't see any notes on your account. We're trying to figure out how you got a reship of the CBD. That's what we're trying to figure out. Because if you got a since you got a reship, if it's the wrong one, we're trying to go back into our system and trying to locate it so that we can make it correct with you and let you get what you paid for.
I don't know what to tell you. I really don't know how many companies you have. I mean, this has happened before. If you ordered online or if you call it in, I don't know. I never ordered online. I always call it in. So you don't have the number on the invoice. It's on the backside. Everybody's hiding their numbers nowadays, so you can't call in. So that's what I did. I talked to someone, and they said they were working from home as well. And this is what took me 20 minutes again. Every time I call, it's a long dissertation about what I have to explain and what happened to the original. And now you sent me, after all that, I thought, okay, 500 milligrams will show up at my house in a couple of days. And yesterday it was a wrong one. So I don't know what to tell you, but I spend a lot of time on the phone, more than any vendor that I order from with you people.
I do apologize. But my manager did tell me to let you know to email care@omaxhelp.com and take a picture of that item, and they will take care of you from there. And
picture
you explain
of one item
of the hundred
of the one I got
the one the 500 milligram one, the one that's defective, and then the one that they sent you as a reship, which is the 150 milligrams. So that they can see, and so they can send you the correct one. And if you send a picture of it, then they will take care of you and send you the correct one.
I don't know what's so difficult between a 150 and a 500. I really don't know. I've got invoices for both of them, so let me get a pen here and write down email address. That works. Hang on. Okay, go ahead with an email.
All right, it's OMAX. I'm sorry. That's the wrong one. It's care. CARE. At.
Yes.
You know the little at symbol.
Yes.
OMAXHelp.com.
OMAXHelp.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling OMAX Health, and you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye-bye.